Welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Friday, June 24th, and happy 43rd birthday to actress Mindy Kaling.
Yeah, I have a lot of questions. Number one, how dare you?
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories presented by Kia Mall of Georgia. A pair of Lawrenceville attorneys were re-elected to serve on the Georgia Bar Board of Governors. Judy C. King and Gerald Davidson Jr. were installed earlier this month. Gwinnett schools are finalizing their new strategy, which highlights equity and empathy. They'll vote on the new plan in July. Plus, we'll check in with sports editor Will Hammack.
She helped the team sweep national titles in 2018 and 2019, so she knows what the program's like.
We'll have all this and more on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast.
Why buy at Kia Mall of Georgia? We provide award-winning customer satisfaction and have been a family-owned business for over 20 years. Buying or leasing with us is fast and easy, and you can get pre-approved online in 4 simple steps. We offer top dollar on trade-ins and have new vehicle specials that are updated every month. And our factory-trained technicians make servicing your vehicle convenient with extended service hours. Stop by and shop with us on the lot or visit us online at lovemykia.com.
I move for a bad court thingy.
You mean a mistrial?
Yeah. That's why you're the judge and I'm the law talking guy.
The lawyer.
Right.
Lawrenceville attorneys Judy C. King and Gerald Davidson Jr. were re-elected to serve on the Board of Governors of the 52,000-member State Bar of Georgia and were installed June 4th. King will continue to serve in the Gwinnett Judicial Circuit, post 2 seat on the board. She earned her law degree from Atlanta Law School and was admitted to the State Bar of Georgia in 1981. Her law practice is focused in the area of family law and general practice. Davidson, of counsel with Mahaffey Pickens Tucker LLP, will continue to serve in the post 4 seat from the Gwinnett Circuit. He's a graduate of the Mercer University Walter F. George School of Law and joined the State Bar in 1976. His law practice is focused in the areas of personal injury, product liability, business torts, general civil litigation, condemnation, and zoning litigation. He's a past president of the Gwinnett County Bar Association. With 24% of students being English learners and over 80% identifying as being from a community of color, GCPS is shifting its goals and priorities under the Blueprint for the Future plan. The Blueprint strategic plan is set to come up for a vote by the county school board at its July meeting, but its tenets, which include a shakeup in GCPS administrative departments, are already being made public. Calvin Watts and high-ranking members of his staff presented the plan to the board during its work session and business meeting last week. The superintendent said the plan is still being finalized with district key performance indicators before it's ready to be voted on. The 4 primary areas of focus are empathy, equity, effectiveness, and excellence. Some school offices will be expanded to provide more support, and there will also be some new departments. New offices include the Office of Behavior Support and Intervention and the Office of Social Emotional Learning. Four Gwinnett County High School ROTC students were recently recognized by the William Day chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolution for their schoolwork and patriotism during the 21-22 school year. Duluth High School student Ariana Leal, Meadow Creek High School student Julie Velasquez, Peachtree Ridge High School student Brittany Hester, and Norcross High School student Sarah Ann Busantos were recognized by the chapter. Each of the students received a certificate, a medal, and monetary award for their patriotism, loyalty, and academic achievement.
Now it's art.
Gwinnett residents are being asked to participate in a year-long process to plan how the county's artistic community can grow and serve all the county's residents. Artworks Gwinnett is working on an arts and creative economy master plan called Create Gwinnett. The idea is to create a comprehensive plan that will outline how Gwinnett can grow creatively and use arts and culture as an engine for the county's prosperity. Artwork Gwinnett will kick off its year-long master planning process with an event scheduled at 5 p.m. on July 11th at Eddie Owens Presents Red Clay Music Foundry in Duluth. Organizers said the event will include musical performances as well as interactive mapping of creative spaces and conversation circles where attendees will be able to talk about how and where they want to experience culture. Artworks Gwinnett officials said they want the Create Gwinnett plan to serve as the county's pathway for regional and national creative leadership. The plan will be focused on how to develop talent equitably, how to expand jobs in the arts sector, and what policies can be put in place to support vibrant communities.
The All About Kids Expo and Gwinnett Health Fair is Saturday, July 16th at the Bogan Park Community Center in Buford. It's two great events at once. Children's Healthcare of Atlanta presents the All About Kids Expo, providing string backpacks filled with goodies from sponsors and vendors to the first 300 kids in line. Plus, check out the Early Learning Corner and outdoor activities sponsored by Building Babies Brains for fun, hands-on activities for kids. There will be over 40 vendors in the health, wellness, and general living categories. Free health screening, including blood pressure, peripheral artery disease, hearing, vision, HIV, stress and depression, and more. In addition, Guide Inc. will present an educational series to help you learn the signs of depression in kids and teens. Admission is free, so don't miss out on this event. The All About Kids Expo and Gwinnett Health Fair is Saturday, July 16th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Find more information online at GwinnettHealthFairs.com.
The Coca-Cola Summer Film Festival is back at the Fox Theater. The 2022 Coca-Cola Summer Film Festival schedule kicks off on Friday, June 17th at 7:30 p.m. with the 50th anniversary of The Godfather.
You said you'd come into my house on the day my daughter's to be married and you asked me for the murder.
After opening night, the festival will have early and evening shows. June 18th, enjoy Saturday morning cartoons at 10 a.m. and come back for Indiana Jones and Raiders of the Lost Ark at 7:30 that evening.
There's a big snake in the plane, Jack!
At 7:30 p.m. on June 24th, join the Coca-Cola Summer Film Festival for the 80th anniversary of Casablanca.
He's looking at you, kid.
June 25th will play host to Coco at 2 p.m. and the 45th anniversary of Saturday Night Fever at 7:30 p.m. Plus, there will be a disco-themed after-party in the Marquee Club presented by Lexus. Discounted general admission tickets for the 2022 Coca-Cola Summer Film Festival are on sale now at foxtheater.org.
You can tell by the way I use my walk, I'm a woman's man, no time to talk.
Call 404-997-8655 for a chance to win two movie tickets for the 2022 Coca-Cola Summer Film Festival. The Lilburn City Council recently accepted a bid from Garrett Paving Company of Athens for more than $233,000 to resurface portions of three city streets, including Joy Lane, Bridgewater Drive, and Nantucket Drive. Work is scheduled to begin in June with an expected completion date of November 5th, weather and other factors permitting. The funding sources for the contract with Garrett include the Local Maintenance and Improvement Grant, a state program that provides funding to cities based on factors that include, among other things, total population and the voter-approved 2017 special purpose local option sales tax. The city will open bids June 16th for the resurfacing of an additional 2.3 miles of city streets that include Rostone Drive, Bird Lake Drive from Rostone Drive to Cul-de-Sac, Brandlewood Court from Brandlewood Way to Sunfield Drive, Brandlewood Way, Sunfield Drive from Burns Road to the Cul-de-Sac, and Half Moon Hollow. With another edition of the Jurassic Park series of feature films set to pack movie houses this summer, Fernbank Museum is doing a bit of paleontology digging of its own with a new exhibit, Tyrannosaurs Meet the Family, which is currently showing and runs through September 5th. The exhibit spotlights the Tyrannosaur family tree, ranging from small feathered creatures of the early Jurassic period to the top predators of the Cretaceous. Perhaps the best-known member of the family, T. Rex, is just one of the members of the Tyrannosaur clan. It's been said that early versions of the Tyrannosaur weren't really all that scary, but the small, feathered, and long-armed animal evolved to become the predator we all know and remember. There are more than 30 exhibit objects to check out, including life-size skeletons, models, and fossil specimens. There are experiences for the entire family, and the exhibit showcases the groundbreaking science that reconfigured the Tyrannosaurus family tree with a timeline and a compare and contrast presentation that reveals these feared creatures evolved. Related programming includes a screening of the film Dinosaurs of Antarctica and immersive exhibits and activities as part of the Dinomite Adventures. And now we're joined by GDP Sports editor Will Hammack with a look around athletics in the county.
We're joined on the podcast by Will Hammack. He's a sports editor at the Gwinnett Daily Post. And Will, this is big news. There's a new head coach at Georgia Gwinnett College for their tennis teams. Tell me about that.
Yeah, it's been the most successful college tennis program in the country over at Georgia Gwinnett College. And Chase Hodges, their founding coach, he stepped down. He's going to stay as an advisor to the program, but he's going to work with Universal Tennis as an executive. He's going to promote the sport internationally. So that left a pretty big void there in the program. And they hired a new head coach, Hannah Keeling, who's pretty familiar with the program. She was an assistant there from 2018 to 2020. She helped the team sweep national titles in 2018 and 2019. So she knows what the program's like. She spent the last two seasons as a head coach in NCAA Division I. She was at Missouri State and then at Georgia State this past season. She led Missouri State to an 8-win improvement from their previous year and then a 15-win improvement at Georgia State last season. So she's done well at the college level. She's going to have high expectations. She takes over a men's program that's won 168 straight matches, the longest winning streak in college sports history. 8 straight national titles, and then the women's teams won 6 straight national titles and 59 straight matches. So look at some pretty impressive streaks going there that she's got to keep going as far as the national titles and the victories. So looking forward to her taking over and continuing that success.
And I think it's worth pointing out that, again, Georgia Gwinnett College is the most successful sports program. Their tennis program is the most successful sports program in the country. And some people don't even realize that they play tennis over there.
Yeah, for sure. All their programs are really successful on the national level and NAIA, but what they do in tennis is just amazing. They get a lot of international kids over there, the predominantly international players. They do a great job recruiting overseas, and the kids seem to enjoy it here. It's like a second family for them, and they've really got a family type atmosphere. The kids love being here and certainly win a lot of tennis matches as well.
And now, different news, we have a Gwinnett graduate moving on and becoming a coach. Tell me about that.
Yeah, sticking to the college coaching theme, Archer grad Ebony Jackson, she was just named the head acrobatics and tumbling coach at Converse University. That's over in South Carolina. She was previously an assistant at Limestone University, also over there in South Carolina. But she's worked in the past in athletic administration at Memphis and Western Kentucky. Also a really good athlete in her own right back in the day. She was a 4-year gymnast and a 3-time All-American at Winona State University in Minnesota. So congratulations to Ebony. A lot of folks around here are excited to see her get that promotion and to lead her own college program.
And now is about the time where we're going to start seeing some football signings really trickling in as the season is actually not that far away. So who have you got this week?
Yeah, Jaden Bethay from Decula. He's a linebacker, really active playmaker over there at Decula. He committed to Appalachian State, which is certainly one of the powerhouses in their conference. He was a first-team all-region, first-team all-county selection last year. Made 87 tackles, had 2 defensive touchdowns, made a lot of plays on that side of the ball. I think he's a kid. He's only 6 foot, 215 pounds. If he was 6'2", 6'3", I think you'd see like the SEC powerhouse programs after him. Because he's 6 feet tall, I think that maybe got him down to the Appalachian State level. But he's a kid that's going to make a big impact there at that level and really stand out.
Will Hammack is a sports editor at the Gwinnett Daily Post. And Will, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast.
Great. Thank you again.
Gwinnett County Public Schools is looking for a new groundskeeper. If you're a high school graduate with skills for landscape maintenance, mowing the lawns, pruning plants, and other such tasks, this job may be for you. A Georgia driver's license is required. Pay rates go up to $23 per hour based on experience. You can make up to $47,000 a year and enjoy the freedom of working outdoors. You can work year-round and make full-time money, plus have your pick of the best in-class benefits to support you and your family. GCPS makes a generous employer contribution, making benefits affordable. For more information and to apply, please go to gcpsjobs.org. Click Apply Now and search for job ID 78140. Again, gcpsjobs.org. Apply now, job ID 78140.
Making your weekend plans? There's never a dull moment in the DTL. Visit the historic Lawrenceville Square or one of our more than 20 unique restaurants and eateries, breweries, and eclectic shops. Enjoy an outdoor concert or movie at the Lawrenceville Lawn, an Aurora Theater show at the Lawrenceville Arts Center, multiple brunch options, the Slow Pour Sunday Market, and so much more. Visit downtownlawrencevillega.com for a full events calendar, helpful links, and details. That's downtownlawrencevillega.com.
Thanks again for listening to today's Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Make sure you join us for our next episode and be sure to share us on social media with your friends and family. You can also add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing. And be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, Executive Producer. Jeremy Powell, Creative Director. Jacob Sutherland, Director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. All rights reserved.